Remembrances of My Brother. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Remembrances of My Brother. Raymond Alfred Barley, he was born October 27th, 1922, and he left us February 2nd, 2006. Well, I've been working with Ray as he was making his final preparations for moving on to his next dimension of life for quite a while. I would go from my home here in Campo, California to Hemet, California, a 2.5-mile drive to visit with him and discuss the things that were important in his life. And when he went to the hospital, I went to visit him now and then and spent time with him discussing things that were of value to him. He's quite a guy. We probably don't always know our brothers. We don't always know the family members because we're not that close to them. But Ellen and Sylvia, the two monks here from the monastery, went to visit him on Sunday. And while visiting him, they found him to be a sprightly, dynamic, fantastic fellow who was just really quite marvelous. He was full of spit and vinegar, he was full of ideas, full of thoughts and laughter, and he was amused at his own self, and he was amused at the world, and he was just a very pleasant person to be around, they told me. I had experienced that myself many times. Well, Ray graduated on February 2nd, and he got on that bus that we have no idea where he got off, because he went to another dimension and just had himself a wonderful journey. He left behind the body that he'd used for those 80-some years, and he enjoyed his life so thoroughly that he didn't need that body anymore. Ellen purchased a beautiful hyacinth on the day of his passing, and it springs brightly in my room here in my office, making everything just so charming and so wonderful and a lovely remembrance of him. My brother Ray and his sister May were artists. Artists of a very special kind. May was a very wonderful artist, and she left a short time ago when she was 78. And May was an artist of working with sculpture and painting and flower arrangements. And Ray, he was an artist in stagecraft, in fabrics, in gardening, and in working with people's lives. Ray was a rather master craftsman in working with people's lives. He worked in many things. He had been in the service in the Army and the Air Force in the Second World War, and he served in England, Japan, and the United States. And he and his wife, Ruth, traveled over to Japan where he was in service, and it was quite an exciting adventure for him, all in all. But when he came back home, he did many things. He lived in many communities, and his communities, Illinois, Texas, Wisconsin, California. He was always a highly respected member of the community, and people came to him for guidance with their personal problems and their business ventures, and he was quite able to help them. At one time, he and our mother operated a hotel in Laguna Beach, and she came to join him and participate in the operation of a motel, which was quite a new experience for her, because she had just worked with our father in his businesses and his activities of building and construction, and motel work was quite different. But Ray was a handler of people. He was always a caregiver. He had a hospice in San Diego for people who were in the last stages of their AIDS, as they were getting ready to move on to their other dimensions. And every day he worked with people there. He worked with them, helping them on understanding the meaning of life and understanding the meaning of the things that they had done, and realizing that though they had this dread disease that many called terrible, it was not that bad. It was something that happened, and it was something How do you know when you get knocked off by a car? Were you a terrible person? How do you know when you were, things happened to you? Were you something that brought these about because you were so evil? Well, Ray taught these men that they were not evil, that having AIDS was not an evil thing, it was just one something that happened. And he allowed them to live with dignity and to die with dignity. And he worked with them for many years and was quite well known throughout the San Diego area with reports in newspapers and magazines telling of the wonderful work he was doing and the caregiving work that he did and how he was really quite excellent. He's always a caregiver. As his health declined, he was a caregiver for a friend, even to reading prescriptions with a big magnifying machine so that he could make sure that he did everything right. This was the way Ray lived his life. He was a most interesting person. You loved him or you hated him, because he was always himself, always standing up for what he believed, always believing what he believed. And he had a heart as big as all out of doors. If anyone needed anything, he was there to help them. And his friends in the mobile home park in Hemet, where he lived the last years of his life, they were all senior citizens, as he was himself. And one of his best friends was a neighbor lady, Myrtle, who was 97 years old. And another lady was 89 years old. And all of his friends were very dear and very precious to him. And he would get into his electric wheelchair, and drive all over the park with his dog, Tipper, sitting on his lap or running beside him. A little Jack Russell Terrier that made his life have a lot more meaning in its last years. But you see, our life cannot be measured by the things that we remember, because there's a deeper sense in the life of each one of us. Though he was living and though he died, though he was living in a world which had many adventures for him, he always found time to be himself and have fun. He found time to share with friends and to be a friend. And anyone who has known him has called him a friend and has found him to be one who loved them unconditionally. Now, everyone didn't find that experience, because he was selective on the people that he had as a friend, because he wanted in his world people who were uplifting, people who were positive, people who were joyous, people who were fantastic. And I quite imagine that on this next dimension that Ray is experiencing, he is not necessarily with old friends, because he is always making new friends. He is with many new friends who are greeting him and saying, "Wow, you're a fantastic guy. Wow." Or he might be a woman. Who knows what you'll be on your next dimension. "Wow, you're remarkable. Wow, you're outstanding. Wow." Because that's what Ray was. He was a wow guy. And that's the way we remember him. And that's the way we remember all the beautiful beings in our world, as wow people. And those are just a few short remembrances of my brother, Raymond Alfred Byerly. A man of many talents, a man of many experiences, but a man of unconditional love. Have a good journey, Ray. I love you. Your brother, Herb. And to all of you listening, may all of your loved ones who move on to the next dimension have such loving remembrances about them. I love you. I love you. I love you.